我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们以及慕道朋友，大家平安。
May peace be with all of our brothers and sisters and all our friends.
有一个公司的老板，他有一天集合所有的员工。
There was a supervisor in a company that gathered all of his employees one day.
特别叫这些男性的员工已经结过婚的站到最前面来。
And he had especially called those male who were married to stand forward.
总经理说说如果你认为你自己是怕老婆的人你就站到左边去；如果你认为自己是不怕老婆的人，就站到右边来。
And the supervisor said to these married men that if you're afraid of your wife, please stand to the left, and if you are not afraid of your wife, please stand to your right.
所以大家就一阵骚动就站完站定了。
So these men were gathering around to their proper locations.
大部分的人都站到左边去，因为他都认为自己是怕老婆的。
Most of the men stood to the right, to the left, because they perceived themselves as being afraid of their wives.
有两个站在中间原地不动。
There were two men who stood in the middle and did not move.
只有一个站到右边去。
And there's only one who stood to the right.
总经理呀。他就很好奇，就问那个站在中间那两个人其中一个。
So the supervisor was curious to ask one of the person who was standing in the middle.
我说你为什么站在中间呢
？And he asked, "Why are you standing in the middle?"
对方回答。
So he answered.
说我太太说在公司里面不要跟人家分党分派，所以我就站在中间。
He says.My wife told me that in the company I should not form cliques with people, so I stood in the middle to avoid that.
就总经理就问另外一个，那你为什么也站在中间
？So the supervisor asked the other person who was standing in the middle, "Why are you standing here?"
他说我还没有打我的 cell phone 问我太太我到底要站左边站右边，所以我不知道，我就站在中间。
So he said, I haven't called my wife on the cell phone to ask for her advice yet, so I'm just going to stay in the middle.
那这个时候，大家用着羡慕的眼光看着那一位唯一站在右边的这个男士。
So at this moment, all the men were looking at the man who was standing on the right with an envious beaming.
他是全公司唯一不怕老婆的人呢。
Because they perceive him as a person, the only man who is not afraid of his wife in the company.
站到右边来了。
Because he was standing on the right.
总经理问他说你为什么站右边呢
？So the supervisor asked him, "Why are you standing on the right?"
这个时候他就回答说，报告总经理。
And at this moment, he says.Sir.
我太太说人多的地方不要去了。
He says, my wife told me that I should never stand at the area where most people stand.
这是个笑话
This is a joke.
大家都怕老婆。
It shows that everyone is afraid of their wives.
两性之间的这个关系从亘古以来。就一直是一个很重要也是很有趣的话题。
And the relationship between men and women had always been an interesting topic and subject ever since the beginning.
那到底要怎么样有和谐的婚姻关系
？And how can we have a harmonious marriage life?
这确实是我们这个时代很重要的一个信息。
And this is a very important lesson in this day and age.
信仰绝对不是一种呼口号
，and our beliefs is not just a slogan
不是一种学说一种不能实行在生活上的东西。
It's not just a theory that can't be performed in our daily lives.
基督的信仰更是在生活上的指导。
And the faith of Christians is especially practical in our daily lives.
那早上我们来借着圣经谈谈基督徒的婚姻。
And this morning we're going to talk about the marriage of a Christian through the Bible.
首先我们来看希伯来书的十三章第四节。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 13, verse 4.
在新约圣经和合本三百二十六页。
Hebrew chapter 13, verse 4.
十三章第四节。
Hebrew chapter 13, verse 4.
四节，婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。首先，我们应当知道啊，婚姻是神亲自设立的。
First, we must know that the marriage is established by God Himself.
当神看到亚当自己一个人孤单不好。
When the Lord saw that Adam was alone, He thought that was not good.
神啊，为他造了一个配偶。
Therefore, God had created a companion for Adam.
亲自带着夏娃来到亚当的面前。
And he had brought Eve in front of Adam.
所以神啊，是这一对婚姻的介绍人，也是主婚人，更是证婚人。
So God is the matchmaker and the person who performed the marriage in this case.
那这里啊，告诉我们说，人人应当都要尊重婚姻。
And here tells us that everyone should honor marriage.
因为对婚姻的尊重，等于是对神的尊重。
Because when you honor the marriage, you are honoring God. 啊，
神对夫妻的结合，二人成为一体，啊，这件事情啊，神认为是神圣的。
And God perceived two people coming together as a holy and pure thing.
绝对不是一般人认为啊是污秽肮脏的事情。
And it is not something that most people perceive as filthy.
啊，再来，尊重婚姻也等于是尊重夫妻两个人在神的面前所立下的盟约。
And the next thing, respecting the marriage is also respecting the covenant the husband and wife made in front of God.
圣经里头的婚姻观跟一般世俗人的观念是不同的。
And the concept of marriage in the Bible is different from the concept of marriage in the world today.
甚至也不同于其他宗教的观念。
And it's also different from other religions.
世俗的人跟其他的宗教他们认为男女的结合是不圣洁的，是污秽的。
Most people in the world perceive the union of two people as being not holy.
哦，所以许多啊，这个宗教他们的啊，这个圣品人士啊，比如说天主教的神父修女，那佛教的这些和尚尼姑啊，他们都要守童身，不可以结婚。
Therefore, many religions, such as the Catholic, the priests and nuns in the Catholic, and the monks in the Buddhist religion, have to keep themselves from being married to keep themselves pure.
但是圣经在男女结合的上面，与一般宗教家跟世人是不同的。
But in the Bible, the concept of marriage is different from the worldly concept.
他并不认为男女之间的结合是不圣洁的。
It does not perceive the union of two people as being unholy.
虽然圣经里头以不合法的结合是一种罪。
Even though the Bible tells us that the union between two people that's not correct, they perceive that as sin.
利未记的十八章。
Leviticus chapter 18.
还有二十章。
And 20.
那边记载着这种不合法的结合
，tells us the unlawful union，
包含乱伦
，including incest，
包含同性恋
，homosexuality，
包含跟这个动物之间的这个受奸恋
，and having sexual relations with animals，
这都是不合法而且是罪。
All of these are unlawful and are considered sinful.
生命记的二十二章更说到说，行这些事的人是要用石头打死的。
And Deuteronomy chapter 22 even went as far as having to stone these people who commit these sins.
可见圣经里头对于这个奸淫罪是很严厉的。
So we can see that the standard of the Bible toward these adultery actions are very harsh.
但是圣经对于合法夫妻的婚姻认为是神圣的。
But the Bible look at the lawful marriages as a holy event.
神他自己创设的一种制度和他自己赋予人生理的本能不可能是不圣洁的。
And because this is created by God, it is impossible for it to be unholy.
婚姻是神设立的制度。
Marriage is created and established by God.
人传宗接代的欲望也是神在人生理上所设定的。
And the desire to reproduce next generation is put in there by God.
所以这个都是圣洁的。
So all of these are holy.
而且是神创造人的时候所赐给人的福气。
And it's also a blessing that God had given to men when he created us.
要让人生养众多，遍满地面。
He wanted men to be able to have many children.
所以婚姻基本上是圣洁的。
Therefore marriage is a holy thing.
是神所喜悦的。
It is regarded as good in the eyes of God.
但在人们违反了正常的结合，滥用性的本能，侵犯了他的神圣，才会被视为污秽。And
it is only regarded as filthy when men are taking it into an unlawful action.
我们再谈谈婚姻，它是终身的盟约。And
marriage is a covenant for life.
在马太福音的19章
In Matthew chapter 19
有人来问耶稣说能不能休妻的问题
There is a person who's asking Jesus regarding divorce
我们来看马太福音的19章
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19
19章第4节
Chapter 19 verse 4
我们来看从第三节开始
Starting from verse
3. 19章3节有法利赛人来试探耶稣说人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗? 第4节
Verse 4.
耶稣回答说那起初造人的是造男造女。5节
Verse 5.
并且说因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体这经你们没有念过吗? 6节
Verse 6.
既然是如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的。所以神配合的人不可分开。第7节
Verse 7
法利赛人说：“这样，摩西为什么吩咐给妻子休书就可以休他呢？” 8节
Verse 8
耶稣说：“摩西因你们的心硬，所以许你们休妻。但起初并不是这样。”9节
Verse 9
我告诉你们，凡休妻另外娶的。 若不是为了淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫的。有人娶了那被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫的。这里跟我们讲到说，婚姻是终身的盟约。Here
tells us that marriage is an eternal covenant.
在这个讲求素食的文化当中。In
this age where everything is emphasizing on being fast.
有人把婚姻当成好像去麦当劳去吃东西一样。
Some people view marriage as if they're going to eat in McDonald's.
很迅速。
It is very fast paced.
而且你不一定说只能点炸鸡点汉堡。
And you could order more than just hamburgers or fried chicken.
只要适合你的口味，能够填饱你的肚子，你通通可以吃。
They perceive it as you could eat whatever that would satisfy your hunger and your cravings.
现在人的对婚姻的观念，很多都是如此。
And many people have the same concept regarding marriage.
反正合则来嘛，不合则分嘛。
They view that if you get along, then you stay together, and if you don't, then you will separate. But But that's not what the Bible tells us.
神所配合的人不能分开。
Whatever God had put together, man cannot separate.
也就是说啊, 基督徒不可以离婚。
And this tells us that as Christians, we cannot divorce.
除非一个缘故,
with one exception.
就是当中有人有婚外情, 犯了奸淫罪。
And this would be if one party commits adultery outside of the marriage.
另外一方才可以, 跟他来分开。
And at this moment, the other party can then separate from the person.
为什么要这样子呢?
Why is it like this?
我们来看马拉基书的二章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 2.
在旧约圣经和合本 1124页。
Malachi chapter 2.
马拉基书在旧约的最后一卷
It's the last book in the Old Testament.
第二章14节
Malachi chapter 2 verse 14
14节你们还说这是为什么呢? 因为神在你们在你和你幼年所娶的妻子中间做见证 她虽然是你的配偶,又是你盟约的妻子 你却以诡诈待他 15节 虽然神有灵的余力 能造多人 他不是单造一人吗 为何只造一人呢 乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔 所以当谨守你们的心 谁也不可以诡诈对待幼年所娶的妻子 16节 主以色列的神说 休妻的事 和以强暴待妻的事都是我所恨恶的，所以当谨守你们的心，不可行诡诈。这是万军之神说的。这里更跟我们讲到，神他有能力啊，一开始就创造很多的人呢。Here
it tells us that God had the power to create many people at the beginning of creation.
他为什么单单只造了亚当跟夏娃？
But why did he only create Adam and Eve?
因为他愿人能够得虔诚的后裔。
Because he wished for men to have godly offspring.
所以他要二人成为一体。
So he wants two to become one.
这个盟约是永远的，是终生的。
And his covenant is forever and it's eternal.
这就是圣经所提出的简单的这个基督徒的婚姻观。
And this is the basic concept of marriage that's recorded in the Bible.
按照这样的婚姻观, 我们才知道怎么样去选择配偶。
And with this concept in mind, we then know how to choose our companion.
来建立神所喜悦的家庭。
It is to build up a household that is liked by God.
今天有很多婚姻不幸福、不美满的原因。
Many reasons that marriages don't work out in this day and age is because
因为缺乏了以圣经为根据的婚姻观。
They don't view marriage the same way that the Bible records it.
比如说，不觉得婚姻是终身的盟约。
For example, they don't view marriage as an eternal covenant.
所以在结婚的当时啊，就没有打算说要一辈子白头到老了。
So at the moment at the wedding, they did not have the concept of staying together for the rest of their lives.
合则守,不合则分离。
They have a concept, if they get along, they will stay together, and if not, they will separate.
因为没有决心要一辈子在一起。
Because they don't have the determination to stay forever.
所以也不想改变自己来适应对方。
So they would not try to change themselves or compromise with the other.
结果当然啊，这个分离婚的这个可能性就增加很多了。
Therefore, the rate of divorce increased greatly.
但如果你将婚姻当作是神圣的，是双方要终身遵守的。
But if you view marriage as a holy event and it's to be observed forever by both parties,
你就会设法调整自己。 互相去适应对方。
Then you will adjust yourself so that you and your spouse may get along with each other.
彼此体谅啊，彼此谅解啊。
You will forgive one another and you will compromise with one another.
婚姻自然就会美满。
And in this way, the marriage will be good.
那我们到底要怎么样来选择配偶？
And how do we choose our spouse?
那尤其我们在座啊，这些未婚的青年。
And especially for those single, brothers and sisters here.
作为一个基督徒，在选择婚姻对象的时候，有什么基本和共同的条件？
What are the basic, concept that we should have in choosing a spouse?
有的，就是基督徒所选择的对象，必须也是一个基督徒啊。
Which is a person that's, when we choose a spouse, when a Christian chooses a spouse, the person must be a Christian as well.
在旧约的以色列人是禁止娶外邦女子为妻的。
The Israelites in the Old Testament are forbidden to marry Gentiles.
亚伯拉罕啊，当时啊，为他的儿子以撒娶太太。
When Abraham was choosing a wife for his son Isaac,
特别派了一个忠心的老仆人回到他自己的故乡去啊。
He had especially chosen one of the old servants to go back to their hometown.
为自己的独生子以撒娶了一个太太回来。
To choose a wife for his only son Isaac.
目的就是不愿意自己的儿子娶当地那些不敬拜神的啊，这个啊女子啊来做太太。
And the purpose is so that his son would not marry the women in that land who do not worship God.
在尼希米的时代，就是以色列王国之后的时代。
During the period of Nehemiah, which is when Israelites were being captive.
也有一些犹太人呢，他们娶的外邦的女子为妻啊。
There were some Jews who married Gentiles.
啊，让他们的自己的儿女啊，连自己的文化，连拜神的事情都不晓得了。
So that their offspring had forgotten about their own culture and even forgotten about God.
所以尼希米啊，很严厉地斥责他们。
So Nehemiah rebuked them.
啊，甚至咒诅他们。
And even cursed them.
打了他们，拔了他们的胡子。
And strike them and pluck away their beard.
要他们指着神起誓。
And he wanted them to swear in front of God.
从此之后，不再将自己的儿女嫁给我，啊，没有敬拜真神的人。
So that they would not let their children marry those who do not worship God.
那尼希米他又举了这个所罗门王来做一个例子。
And Nehemiah also used King Solomon as an example.
所罗门王是以色列这个历代君王当中啊最贤明也是最有智慧的。
And King Solomon had the most wisdom as a king in the history.
啊，他向神求智慧来治理百姓。
He had asked for wisdom from God so that he can maintain his country.
但是他最后也是失败在这个婚姻的事上。
But in the end, he had fallen due to his marriage.
他在晚年的时候娶了1000个老婆。
And at his old age, he had married 1,000 wives.
很多啊都是这个政治联姻呢。
And many times he married for the sake of political reasons.
哦啊，我要跟哪个国家啊，这个哦订立邦交啊，我就娶他们君王的女儿。
Whichever country he wanted to be allies with, he would marry the daughter.
而尤其啊啊，当他年老的时候，特别宠爱这些外国在外国娶的这些女子。
And especially at his old age, he had grew in favor, more favor toward these Gentile women that he had married.
甚至跟着他们去拜偶像去。
And he had even worshipped idols along with these women.
惹神生气，所以后来他的王国到了他的儿子那一代就分裂了。
And this has caused anger to God, so that when his son came to power, the country splitted.
所以啊，在旧约时代，我们可以看出啊，神是不允许不同信仰人结合的。
So in the Old Testament, we could see that God does not allow two people with different faith to to be together.
在新约当中，保罗在哥林多后书啊，六章的十四节也这么说。
And in the New Testament, Paul has mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14.
我们来看哥林多后书六章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书六章十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 14.
十四节，你们和不幸的原不相配，不要同父一轭，义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？这里跟我们谈得很清楚啊。
Here it tells us clearly,
基督徒是不应当与非基督啊非基督徒啊。来联婚结合的。
A Christian should not be together with non-Christians.
为什么会这样子？
Why is this the case?
我们以理性的来分析啊。
If we analyze this rationally,
比如说啊，对方没有信主，但是其他的条件都很好。
Maybe we say,even though the person is not a Christian, but everything else is great.
更何况啊，他也啊不反对我们信耶稣啊。
And this person also does not object to our beliefs.
为什么我不可以嫁他，或者是娶他呢？
Why can't we marry this person?
啊，结婚之前呢、啊，往往是一回事；结婚之后啊，往往又是另外一回事。这个是相信结过婚的这些弟兄姐妹都明白的。
Because most of the cases are before marriage, the situation is one situation, and after marriage, it's another situation.
结婚之前呢、说你啊美得跟这个天上的仙女一样。
And before marriage, the husband might tell the wife that you are as beautiful as an angel.
结婚之后啊，形容你啊还是跟天上一样哈、天上的巨无霸喷射客机。
And after you get married, the husband might still describe you as something from heaven, but they might describe you as battle jets.
更何况，许多华人有那种传宗接代的观念。
And especially in the Asian culture, many have the concept of reproducing the next generation.
你去信你的耶稣没有关系，但小孩子千万不可以给我带去信耶稣。
If you marry an unbeliever, they might say it's okay if you go to your church, but our children may never be going to church.
那有的比较没那么激烈的甚至小孩子也让你带去信耶稣啊。
And some people may not have as strict of a concept, and they allow you to bring your children to church.
他也每到安息日，他也开车子载着你们到教会来聚会。
And perhaps on Sabbath day, he would drive you and your children to church for Sabbath service.
但是对不起我没有兴趣他宁可在车子里面睡觉，或者是开到其他的地方去看电影。
But he himself does not have the desire to, so perhaps he'd rather stay in the car to sleep or drive somewhere else to catch a movie.
当你看到人家全家一起敬拜神，夫妻带着小孩子，你的心作何感想？
And at this moment, when you see that other people are going to church as a whole, and you yourself isn't, what kind of feeling would you have?
难免也是有丝毫的遗憾存在的。
And of course, you might have just a little bit of regret.
又想到说，没有信耶稣，将来没办法得救啊。
And we think that if you don't believe in Jesus, in the future you might not be saved.
将来我在天国看不到我心爱的另一半。
And you would think that in heaven I would not be able to see my beloved.
看不到我这些可爱的小孩。
And I can't see my children.
他们要下地狱受刑罚。
And they have to go to hell.For eternal condemnation.
除非你自己本身对信仰也是不太要紧，可有可无啊。
Unless you yourself don't regard faith as an important thing.
否则如果想到这些的话，那种痛那种苦啊，绝对不是啊那个可以讲得出来的。
Otherwise, when you think about these things, the pain cannot be described in words.
所以说，我们信主的弟兄姐妹也应当要娶信主的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, those who are in Christ, we should also marry in Christ.
每一个基督徒在选择对象的开始，若不从这个最基本的条件上，恒切的来遵守这个原则。
And if we as Christians don't observe this basic concept,
就会在婚姻方面种下了一个很大的危险。
Then we would plant a very dangerous seed in our marriage.
有很多基督徒很爱主。
There are many Christians who love God dearly.
灵性也很长进。
And have very mature spirituality.
甚至也有那个心智要奉献给神来做圣工。
They even have the desire to offer themselves to God, as His vessel.
原本是神要重用的器皿。
And they were originally, vessels that God will use.
但是在婚姻上面失败了。
But they have fallen in their marriages.
影响了他一辈子的路途啊。
And this influenced his entire life.
甚至被神丢弃在一边，不能使用。
Maybe that he is even.He or she is tossed aside by God and not being able to be used.
何等的可惜呢？
And this is very pitiful.
那也有人说啊，啊，那只要对方是基督徒就可以咯。
And there are people that says, how about if the other party is a Christian?
那最近啊，我交往了一个其他教会的基督徒啊。
And recently I had met a person from another denomination.
那应该也可以吧。
Maybe that's okay.
我们也可以从理性的层面来想一想这个事情。
We could also rationalize this situation.
在台湾小弟所遇到的一个家庭就是这样的一个状况。
And I have met a family in Taiwan who falls in this category.
这个姐妹啊，她是我们的信徒。
The sister is a member of our church.
她的先生啊。是长老会的长老。
And her husband is an elder in the Presbyterian Church.
他们夫妻很相爱。
And the couple love each other very much.
因为都有信仰，都是信主的。
Because they both have their own faith.
但是他们的相爱啊，只能从礼拜一爱到礼拜五而已。
But they can only love each other from Monday through Friday.
礼拜六、礼拜天就没办法相爱的。
And on Saturday and Sunday they can't be with each other.
礼拜六啊，这个姐妹要来我们真耶稣教会。
On Saturday, the sister wants to come to our church.
那礼拜天啊，这个长老啊要到他们的长老会去。
And on Sunday, the husband has to go to Presbyterian church as an elder.
每当两边的教会问起对方说，你的另一半呢？
And every weekend when they go to church and the people ask them, where is your spouse?
总是不知道怎么回答。
And they never know how to answer this question.
回到家里啊，又是一场的辩论。
And when they get home, they would have debates.
这种的冲突啊，不只是夫妻双方，也延伸到下一代去。
And this kind of contradiction not only affect the husband and wife, but also the next generation.
到底小孩要到哪个教会去洗礼啊？
Which church should the children baptize in?
总不能两间教会都洗吧？
They can baptize in both churches.
总不能说抽签老大到这一间，老二到那一间吧？
And they can't cast lots so that one children go to this church and the other child go to the other church.
激烈的冲突，结果当小孩子长大，反而不想信耶稣。
And under this kind of environment, the children perhaps don't even want to believe in Jesus when they grow up.
他认为啊，我们家庭所以之所以不和睦啊，就是耶稣害的了。
They would think that the reason for an not harmonious family is because of Jesus.
事实上有这样的一个例子在。
And this is an actual case.
等到夫妻双方发觉自己的孩子不想信耶稣的时候，两个就紧张了。
And when the couple realize that their children don't want to believe in Jesus, that's when they become nervous.
先生啊，也不再坚持他的三位一体
了。And the husband would not emphasize on their doctrine of Trinity.
啊，太太呀、啊，也不再坚持啊啊，一定祷告啊，非用方言啊，不能用悟性了。
And the wife may not emphasize on praying in tongues.
一心一意啊，想把他这个小孩啊，从无神论的路途上给拉回来。
And all they want to do is pull their children back from being an atheist.
这是实事上发生的例子。
And this is an actual case.
所以在我们要选择婚姻的另一半的时候，
So when we are on the road to choose our other half,
这些都可以成为我们的参考。
These can be our references.
我们都希望我们的婚姻啊，能够在神的爱保守当中，不至于受到太大的冲击。
We all want our marriages to be blessed by God.
所以接下来我们来谈一谈，在士师记里面一个婚姻失败的例子。
And next, we're going to talk about a failure in marriage in the book of Judges.
就是参孙的例子。
Which is the example of Samson.
在士师记里面呢、啊。参孙的记载最完整。
In the book of Judges, Samson had the most description.
参孙是那个时代最有能力的一个士师。
Samson was the most powerful judge in his generation.
但却也是一个失败的最彻底的士师。
But he also failed most completely.
他一生的失败就是在男女的关系上凭自己的喜好。
And the reason for his failure is that he chose his other half through his own desires.
啊，跟这些没有信神的女子啊，来啊结合心淫了。
He had come together with all these women who were not worship God worshippers.
还没有结婚的啊，这些青年男女大概不太容易领会到信仰不同的结合。对婚姻之后的生活有什么影响？
And those of us who had not married yet might not be able to understand what kind of impact a marriage with different faiths would create.
在热恋当中的男女呀、啊，经常会这么说。
And a couple who are deeply in love usually says,
啊，身高不是距离啊。
Height is not a distance.
啊。语言也不是问题呀、啊。
And language is also not an issue.
啊，但是实际上的生活并不是如此。
But in reality, this is not the case.
信仰啊，是人生的啊这个一部分。
Faith is a part of our lives.
信仰就是生活。
And faith is life.
所以信仰直接影响到的就是我们的生活。
So the different faith will influence our life.
爱情追求到终极的目标就是结合成为婚姻生活。
And the goal of pursuing love is to eventually get married and be together.
没有人说一辈子都在谈恋爱的。
There's not one person who is dating forever.
到最后还是要回到地面上来要过着现实的生活。
Because eventually you have to come back to earth and lead a life of reality.
结婚之前啊，再怎么样的甜蜜啊，结婚之后的奶瓶啊、尿布啊，会让你烦死。
No matter how sweet on your dating period is, after you get married, the diapers and the milk bottles might burden you.
有个姐妹啊，这么形容她的婚姻生活。
There's a sister that describes her marriage life like this.
啊，说她的小孩啊，自从有了小孩之后，她的生活变成啊，不是哭啊，就是闹啊，不是屎啊，就是尿。
And she says ever since she had a child, her life is filled with crying and mischief and excretion.
在这样的这个实际的现实的生活当中啊，有着不同的信仰。那最后啊，在信徒方面，若不是放弃自己的信仰，必然是在生活上与对方 诸多的摩擦。
And when you have a marriage life with consists of different faiths, either you will lose your faith or you would have many arguments with your spouse.
在许多现实的生活问题上会引起争论。
And in the practical life, you may have many frictions.
比如说，钱要怎么用？
For example, how do you utilize your money?
信主的说啊，这个要奉献啊，要十一奉献。
And when we believe in Christ, we say we have to offer tithe.
那没有信主的绝对不会同意。
And a non-believer would never agree with you.
哦，那对啊，这个财务的利益的观念也一定不一样。
Your concept regarding financial things are different.
对于双方亲友的交往的观念也不一样。
And you also have different concepts regarding making friends.
他礼拜六、礼拜天，哦，他要有他的人际关系。
On Saturday and Sunday, the unbeliever would have to have his social life.
但是我们要来拜神。
But we want to come and worship God.
哦，再来，对于这个闲暇时间的运用。
And also our recreational life.
哦，他要去跳舞要去。这个看电影。
He wants to go watch a movie or go dancing.
那我们要来参加聚会。
But we want to come and have service.
再来，人生观也不一样。
Also, the concept of life is different as well.
他是及时行乐今朝有酒今朝醉。
He views life as a spontaneous moment and should live it to the fullest.
那我们是要这个。盼望在永远的这个永生上。
But our hope is in the eternal heaven.
对于教养儿女的观念又不一样。
And to bring up the concept of bringing up the children is also different.
所以这么多的问题在我们生活上彼此之间都有很大的一个差距存在。
And all of these problems will create great distance in between the spouse.
这一类的事情牵扯到以后。在残余的年日当中
And these kind of problems will influence the life to come.
已经不是说能不能讨神喜悦的层面而已。
It is not just on the matter of pleasing God.
更是实际上婚姻生活会不会幸福
It is to see whether this marriage life would be a happy one.
雅各他是以色列人的这个祖先之一。
Jacob was one of the ancestors of the Israelites.
哦，他的婚姻呢，也是失败。
His marriage also failed.
原因在于雅各，他也有自己喜欢和选择。
And the reason is because Jacob had his likes and dislikes.
他喜欢拉结。
He likes Rachel.
因为他的眼睛很漂亮，很迷人。
Because she was beautiful.
他的婚姻呢？不足以作为我们的模范。
His marriage should not be an example for us.
他娶了四个太太。
He had married four wives.
在一般人认为他可能享尽了其人之福，其实他很苦啊。
In people in the world might think that he is very lucky, but that might not be the case.
所以难怪他到了最后。面对法老王的时候，他说：“我的一生年日又短又苦啊。”
And that's why, in the end of his life, he said to the Pharaoh, "My life is short and toilsome."
神的旨意绝对不会因为人的喜欢选择自己的道路而受到而受损。
The will of God would not be damaged just because we do things according to our own desires.
神他是全知全能的神。
God is omniscient and omnipotent.
但是如果我们没有走在神的旨意里面，我们自己会受损。
However, if we don't walk in His will, we ourselves will be damaged.
要好像很多年轻男女现在就急着要谈恋爱一样。
Just like there are many young people who want to start having relationships.
我已经十八岁了我可以谈恋爱了。
I'm already 18. I'm at the right age.
这个父母亲也不能管我了。我成年了。
Because I'm an adult now, my parents should not try to control me.
但是他的心智 还没有成熟。
But their heart has not yet matured.
他还没有准备好要结婚。
They're not ready to get married.
所以在这种还没有准备好的情况之下，往往受伤害的是自己。
So under this circumstance, usually we're the ones that get hurt.
有人说啊，这个婚姻啊，就好像吃烤肉一样啊。
Some people say that marriage is like, having a barbecue.
你如果还没有烤熟，你就吃啊，可能肉比较嫩，但是啊，会有危险啊。
If you eat the meat before it's cooked, perhaps it'd be tender, but it might create danger for your health.
但是如果啊，一天到晚谈恋爱啊，蹉跎的这个年岁啊，到后来也会烤焦了哈。
And if we we're always lingering at the dating phase until we're of a certain age, the meat might be overcooked.
所以怎么样在神的旨意当中啊，去让神来带领是最好。
So, what kind of what can we do to let the will of God carry out?
今天啊，这个巴勒斯坦的问题啊，这个911这个事情的原因呢、啊？
And today, the Palestine situation due to the 9/11 incident.
要怪哈，要怪那个亚伯拉罕。
We have to blame Abraham.
阿拉伯人的祖先跟犹太人祖先其实都是一样，都是亚伯拉罕。
And the ancestor of the Jews and the Arabians are the same, which is Abraham.
一个是啊，这个亚伯拉罕啊，这个原配。所生的这个以撒的后代。
One of them is the descendant of Sarah, which is Isaac's descendants.
那另外啊，这个阿拉伯人呢、啊、是这个他的妾啊夏甲所生的这个以斯玛利的后代。
And the Arabs are the descendants of Ishmael, which is the servant girl's son.
结果弄得现在整个世界不安宁啊。
And as a result, the world is not in peace.
当时神应许亚伯拉罕会生啊，这个生一个儿子，但是他不相信。
And at that time, God had promised Abraham that he would have a son, but he did not believe.
我都快100岁了，我太太都90几岁了，哪有可能有这种事情？
He thought to himself, I'm already 100 years old and my wife is 90 some years old. This seems impossible.
啊，后来啊，他这个太太就建议他说，啊，我有一个埃及的啊，这个卑女啊，啊，你不然啊，你跟她结婚好了，说不定啊，啊，这个从她就可以得到小孩子。
So the wife suggested that I have a servant, Egyptian servant girl. Why don't you have a son with her?
亚伯拉罕明知道神应许啊是要从他的太太撒拉来生小孩。
Even though Abraham knew that God's promise of a son is from Sarah,
但是他还是一样啊啊选择了接纳夏甲为他的这个妾哈、哦、的这条路。
But he still chose to marry Hagar, the servant.
结果果然他也生小孩了。
And indeed, she gave birth to a son.
但是我们刚刚讲过啊，啊，人力的拣选只是多绕远路，自己亏损而已啊。
But as we mentioned earlier, when we choose things according to our own desire, we are going the long road.
神的旨意是不会受损的。
God's will will not be altered.
所以时候到了，神还是叫啊，照着他的旨意啊，叫这个撒拉也生了以撒。
So when time comes, God also gave a son that's through Sarah.
弥赛亚也是从这个以撒的后代而出啊。
And the Messiah also came from the descendant of Isaac.
但是当中啊，原本无事啊，就是因为啊亚伯拉罕的没有信心，就插进来一个以斯玛利啊。
And so there's an extra person, Ishmael, that came as a result of this.
不但让当时亚伯拉罕的家庭不安，也是现在啊整个这个以色列人的不安。
They caused chaos not only to the immediate family of Abraham, but also to the world today.
总之啊，我们在婚姻上若没有顺服神的心呢
？As I conclude, As a whole, if we don't have the heart of submission regarding to marriage,
那我们的选择有可能就会走错了。
Then we may choose the wrong path.
这个错对神不会造成亏损，却对自己造成亏损。
And this mistake would not influence God, but it might cause damage to our lives.
有一次啊，有一家杂志社啊报道说，在美国的中学啊调查这个女孩子啊选择对象的条件。
And in a junior high, in the magazine, it took a survey of junior high girls regarding what criteria they have in choosing in liking the opposite sex.
50%的女生啊，她们的条件啊，竟然是对方必须是一个真实的基督徒。
And 50% of the survey says that the person must be an 100% Christian.
为什么他们会这么选择？
Why would they have this kind of choice?
因为他们认为真实的基督徒比较可靠。
And this is because they view the 100% Christians as more trustworthy.
可靠安全，这真的是婚姻最重要的基础。
And thisSecurity and trustworthy issue is the basic foundation of a marriage.
夫妻双方对神的道理有坚定的信心。
And when both husband and wives have a very steadfast faith in the Lord,
凡事啊求神喜悦。
And they please God in every way.
这是婚姻的基础。
This is the foundation of a marriage.
现在全世界的婚姻的问题啊都面临危机。
And in today's age, the marriages all over the world are facing danger.
离婚、通奸、婚外情案件啊，不断的增加。
And the rate of divorce and adultery is increasing.
没有其他的原因，就在于呀，人们的婚姻没有信仰做基础。
And there's no other reason than that they don't have the foundation of Christ in their marriage.
真实的信仰是维系夫妻彼此忠实对待对方最有效的良药。
And the true faith is the best medicine in obtaining a happy marriage.
所以说啊，没有信主的这些女生啊，都会要求说要选择这个真实的基督徒作为伴侣的话，那我们当基督徒的人岂不更不能忽视在婚姻上蒙神赐福的这个基本原则？
So as we can see, if even the non-believers want to choose Christians as their spouse, how can we as Christians not want the same?
会有人问说，那我们要怎么样才能做到这一点？
And some people might ask, how can we achieve this goal?
怎么样才能做到说只选择主内的弟兄姐妹啊，作为我们婚姻的对象？
And how can we choose only the people in our church as our companion?
我们必须在我们的心中不容许足以引起我们试图以某一位啊不是信主的人作为我们婚姻对象这种意图啊。
And we must block all the desires that we have in wanting to have relationships with non-believers.
要有这样的意愿呢。
We have to have this determination.
或许它很困难。
Perhaps it's very difficult.
基督徒在工作职场上啊，或者是学校上啊，都是人家欣赏的对象。
And Christians are usually admired by others either in the work field or in school.
弟兄来说啊，也不抽烟啊，不赌博哦啊，也不上不良的场所。
And the brothers would not smoke or gamble or go to bad places.
那姐妹方面呢？啊，这个很乖巧，啊，很温柔，也是很多外邦啊，这个没有信主的这些男士啊追求的对象。
And sisters are usually very good, and the guys want to pursue them.
所以在日常生活一定会很多的追求者。
So in their daily lives, perhaps there are many people pursuing these Christians.
那重要的是我们自己的态度啊。
And what's important is our own attitude.
万一啊，我们如果对啊他们动了心的时候，就应该要赶快避免跟对方接触。
And we must have the mentality as soon as we have feelings for these people, we should keep a distance.
在自己还没有掉落到情网里面呢，完全不要让不要让这种试探在心中存有地位。
And do not create temptations for ourselves.
所以每个基督徒都心中要有一道防线在。
So as a Christian, we must have a wall in our heart.
就是啊，使一切试图放弃以基督徒为婚姻对象的这种意念，绝对不能许他在心中存留。
We must not have any desire to have relationships with non-believers in our hearts.
守住了这道防线，就守住了蒙福的婚姻的第一个原则。
And once we can keep this line, then we can have the we could keep the first basic concept in the marriage.
对于已婚的弟兄姐妹来讲，更是如此。
And this is even more so for those who are already married.
不要玩火哦。
Do not play with fire.
不要想要试一试你还有魅力啊。
Do not try to see if you're still attractive to others.
中年危机当中的一项，就是要来证明说自己还有魅力啊。
And the danger of the middle age is to prove that you're still attractive.
绝对不能容许这种心思意念在我们心中来成长。
We cannot allow these kind of concepts to grow in our hearts.
更何况很多没有信主的人，他们对婚姻的观念他不一定是要跟你结婚，他只是抱着这个玩世不恭的态度。
And especially a lot of non-believers don't have the desire to marry you. They just want to have fun.
曾经有一个姐妹哭着跟传道人说。
Once was a sister who came crying to a pastor.
她原本也是很持守这样的这个原则。
Originally, she was preserving her thoughts.
但有一天这个全校公认最帅的这个帅哥突然写信给他。
But one day, the most handsome person in the school wrote a letter to her.
这是全校的女生大家最喜欢的对象。
And this boy was the most popular in school.
在他的情书鲜花的攻势之下，就开始约会了。
And after the letters, they started dating.
当他自以为陶醉在爱情的甜蜜当中
，and when she thought she was indulging herself in the good feeling of love，
她是全校最幸福的女生
She felt that she was the most lucky. She was the luckiest girl in the whole school.
有一天，她无意当中，她听到她的男朋友跟其他的男生在聊天。
And one day she overheard her boyfriend talking to other guys.
其他的男孩就说我输给你了，来来来，这个20块给你了。
And the other guy said that I lost the bet. Here's $20.
原来他们在打赌。
And she found out that they're betting.
他们打赌什么
？What was the bet?
他们打赌说你能不能在一个礼拜当中这个。交上了这一位全校公认的冰山美人
And their bet is to see if he's able to have a date with this what other perceived as a very cold girl in 1 week.
我们这个姐妹是在人家的打赌之下成为牺牲品。
And the sister is actually just a object of a betting.
我们没有人愿意把我们的真情拿去让人家开玩笑的。
And I believe none of us wants our genuine feelings to be an object of a joke.
就希望我们求神保守我们。
So we ask God to help us.
虽然这些道理我们觉得很老古板
Even though maybe we might think the teaching is very old-fashioned.
跟我爸爸妈妈一样唠叨
And we might think that this is just like our parents nagging us.
但希望我们能够用我们的理性, 哦, 去仔细去想一想, 有没有道理, 啊?
But let's use our logic and rationalize to see if this makes sense.